Introduction, Genesis. First, God. God is the subject of life. God is foundational for living. If we don't have a sense of the primacy of God, we will never get it right. Get life right. Get our lives right. Not God at the margins. Not God as an option. Not God on the weekends. God at center and circumference. God first and last. God, God, God. Genesis gets us off on the right foot. Genesis pulls us into a sense of reality that is God-shaped and God-filled. It gives us a vocabulary for speaking accurately and comprehensively about our lives, where we come from and where we're going, what we think and what we do, the people we live with and how to get along with them, the troubles we find ourselves in, and the blessings that keep arriving. Genesis uses words to make a foundation that is solid and true. Everything we think and do and feel is material in a building operation in which we are engaged all our life long. There is immense significance in everything that we do. Our speech and our actions and our prayers are all, every detail of them, involved in this vast building operation, comprehensively known as the Kingdom of God. But we don't build the foundation. The foundation is given. The foundation is firmly in place. Jesus concluded his most famous teaching by telling us that there are two ways to go about our lives. We can build on sand, or we can build on rock. No matter how wonderfully we build, if we build on sand, it will all fall to pieces like a house of cards. We build on what is already there, on the rock. Genesis is a verbal witness to that rock, God's creative acts, God's intervening and gracious judgments, God's call to a life of faith, God's making covenant with us. But Genesis presents none of this to us as an abstract, bloodless truth or principle. We're given a succession of stories with named people, people who loved and quarreled.